A behind-the-scenes look at three news photos.
How did you get this photo?
I was in a helicopter. I took this photo on October 18, 2010. This is in Nakhon Ratchasima province. In this region, there was heavy flooding and it was difficult to walk in the villages. I covered that particular area because 3 days had passed and the water level was still not receding. In fact, it was still rising. In this area, there were a lot of problems for the villagers. I went on a GMC truck with the soldiers, and I saw the helicopter flying around in the sky. I asked a soldier if I could go on the helicopter with them and what their job was. He said they airlifted vital supplies so that the villagers could survive. In fact, the helicopter had no seats.
Why is this photo important?
This is the first photo of the flood from the sky. It comes from inside a helicopter airlifting supplies. If you looked at the photos in different papers, you would not see this photo. In my opinion, this is not a great photo, but it can open people's eyes as to how bad the situation was. I tried to show the public how hard the villagers' lives were and how difficult it was to get to this area.
Did you compose this photo?
I couldn't exactly compose this because the soldiers moved the supplies very fast, and in the helicopter I was on the opposite side of them. Two guys were between us, and I had to stretch to get this photo.
What kind of a camera were you using?
A Canon high-speed digital camera. We have completely changed over to digital now.
What is the second photo of?
This is in the same province, but in a different district. It is a World Heritage Site. I tried to cover this site because it is the symbol of that area, and it is very important. Behind the site, I saw that there were statues in the water, and the lighting was very good. In my mind, I thought that the scene was symbolic of the whole region. Even national treasures were endangered.
Would you consider this a good photo?
Yes, I love the lighting, and the photo tells a very complete story.
Where did you take the photo? Were you standing in water?
I was standing in water up to my chest, and I had to climb across a high fence to get there.
What about the third photo?
This is on Siloam Road. About 5 bombs exploded, and the explosions got closer and closer to the anti-red shirt protesters. In the last 3 explosions, which were M79s, one woman died and about 20 people were injured. It was difficult because we didn't know where it was coming from and we had to stay in the same place and shoot photos too. It was difficult. Were any of the people in this picture badly hurt? No, these people weren't badly hurt. They just had minor injuries.